Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most important, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercises that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. Today's show topic is how does the death of a parent affect a teenager and what effects it has on their physical health? Losing a parent is one of the hardest losses we experience. For many, the loss of a parent comes too early. Losing a parent as a teenager has lasting effects. The mental health of teenagers who lose a parent experience worsened mental health than those who have two living parents. Our guest today is Lauren Hall. She lost her dad very suddenly when she was a teenager. Today, 21 years old Lauren is personal trainer, sport massage therapist, and national futsal series player. Lauren set up a disability football club with the help of her mom when she was only 13 to give children the opportunity to play football and other sports without the feeling that they were the odd one out for having any form of disability. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
You alright?
I'm okay. She's here. Good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for having time and making the time and being with us on my behalf and UK Health Radio. Thank you for accepting the invitation. I'm very pleased and happy and excited to have this little chat with you.
Bob, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you ready to talk about very, I think, personal subject to you, that is, death of your dad?
Yeah.
You being a teenager, that must be a very traumatic experience to go through. And also, I want to talk about your physical health, because you very actively involved in physical health, your PT, your masseuse, right, therapist. And you're also an athlete, so I would like to talk a little bit about that. But before we start, just introduce yourself. Who are you, what you're about to, what do you do for work? Let's go.
Okay, so my name's Lauren, I'm 21, and I'm from the Wirral, which is near Liverpool, and I'm a personal trainer, sports massage therapist, and I play futsal, which is it's like an indoor five-a-side, very fast pace, but I'm in like the top league for that as well, which is called the National Super Series.
That's amazing. Can you tell us more about that? How do you call your sport? Is a futsal?
Futsal.
Futsal. What is it about?
So a lot of like Premier League players actually used to play it. So if you take, for example, like Messi and Ronaldo, they all grew up with the sport, but it's not very common in the UK at the moment.
I never heard about it before.
Yeah, well, it's massive in like Poland and Germany. Like it's like they do a Champions League and everything. But it's only just taken off now in the UK, and that's where like the National Futsal Series comes in. So we were quite lucky that it was broadcasted when we did our like summer league, like our pre-season. So it's starting to get a bit more ground now. So yeah, hopefully it's going to progress even more over the coming years.
How does that look like? Is it like a football-ish thing or?
Yeah, so you have 5 people on the court in your team. And like the ball looks like a football, but it's heavier, so it doesn't bounce as much, and it's very technical, so you want to like get like passes and like skill work, and literally you could like score a goal and then the other team score a goal. It's that fast paced, like you don't know where to look.
Amazing. Well, very fascinating. I will definitely research that, because you said it's very big in Poland and that's my country, so I heard about the sport before, so definitely will research that a little bit more. But you know, the reason why I think the subject is very interesting is because, unfortunately, it's a paradox that you lost your dad when you were a teenager. How old you were?
I was 15 at the time.
15, so it's 6 years ago.
Yeah, coming up.
So, you know, when you were 15 and you lost your dad, how losing a parent affected you emotionally, mentally, physically? Can you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah, so I lost him during my GCSE years. So it was coming up to like big exams for me. And it was a bit of a shock. We didn't expect it. At the time, I didn't really have a good relationship with him because my parents had just split up. So there wasn't much communication between us, which I think kind of made it worse that I wasn't really talking to him at the time. So I couldn't really make reparations in our relationship before he passed away, unfortunately. It did affect me mentally and physically as well. So I had to deal with a lot of anger, frustration, like kind of dealing with regrets as well. So I regret not speaking to him like the night before, because he did phone and he did talk to my mom. But I said, oh, we were getting a takeaway at the time. And I was like, oh, like, I'm just going to get this. I'll speak to you tomorrow. But obviously never happened. So it is like dealing with that, how you feel, and like you can't live with those regrets, and I've had to learn that the hard way, because I do blame myself for not speaking to him that night. But what can you do? There's nothing to be done now. So yeah, it's hard. They say that over time, grief, you get to like, you just deal with it. It never goes away, and it's always going to be there, but you just learn to cope with it in your own way. So like, for example, that first week, physically and mentally, it really affected me. I didn't eat, I couldn't sleep properly, I was having nightmares. But then gradually, like as the time went on, I got better and better. I still acknowledged that he was my dad. We had like good memories and stuff, and there will be times now that will trigger me, and there'll be like little, like a favorite song or a song that he used to sing would come on the radio, and I'd get all like emotional from it. But it is a happy response at the same time, because I did have those memories of him, which
mm-hmm. Yeah, I fully understand. Well, I mean, I'm trying to understand as you speak, because
yeah,
have not experienced that, fortunately. So I'm just trying to listen and empathize with you. So how does the grief affected your physical health? Were you already physically very active before?
Yeah, so I played a lot of sports. I was training. I was doing football and futsal at the time. So I'm going to say I was training like 5 times a week. I had like sports through school as well. So I did like GCSE PE, so I was doing a lot of activity then as well, coaching, just a lot of activity. And that's where career wise I wanted to go into something involved with sports. And originally I looked at physiotherapy, but then went down the route of doing personal training and sports massage therapy, and it turned out the best for me. So yeah.
Were you able to train at that time when you were grieving, or did you have to take some time out?
I do you know what? I was still training. So the day my mum told me, I actually had a trial for a team for futsal. So up until then, I was still training. And even after, that was kind of like my coping mechanism, that kind of people knew what had happened, but it was like a taboo subject of how do you like go about speaking about it. And same for school, I had that weekend away to deal with it, and then I went back in straight away on that Monday, just to kind of keep myself busy, because there's nothing worse than like we've had lockdowns, so sitting at home doing nothing really affects your mental health. So that was kind of my way of coping, that I was keeping active, I couldn't think about it that much because I had other things to think about, and just keeping myself busy is how I managed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it affected you mentally somehow, or were you actually, because of the physical activity, were you okay with your mental state?
I still had like issues, and I was still just coming to terms with it. That he couldn't be there to watch matches, that was tough, because he'd be there every match, and like training, and he'd be the one driving, so it affected our family then, because my mum had to start driving, and she unfortunately has a bad knee, so it took a lot of strain on her as well as myself, trying to get to, I'd travel all over the country for matches. I'd go to Birmingham, I'd be in Manchester every week, just all over the place. So yeah, it did take a lot of strain on us both, but yeah, we're getting there. We are, like, we're still dealing with it. It does take time, but we're in a lot better place now than we did before.
Mm-hmm. So when that happened, was your mom big help to you, supporter? Did you guys deal with it together, or where did you go a little bit separate ways to deal with that? How did that work?
So for me, my mom was like the biggest support for me. She lost her dad when she was young as well, so she had an understanding of how I was feeling. But her grief, she dealt differently with it. She deals with it like keeping it inside, bottled up. She wanted to be strong for me. But now she's starting to like let it out a bit more, which is better, because I want her to be able to rely on me as well, because we've both gone through it. We've both lost the same person, but we've dealt with it differently.
Right. So do you think getting into your sport on competitive level, and then later on your fitness, your personal training, was your way of healing?
Yeah, I would say so. It's like a big achievement as well, just getting into that top level. I've played internationally. I've gone to Poland. I've been to Paris. And then obviously COVID happened, so we didn't get to train or anything, which did take a lot of pressure on me, that everything stopped. My career, training in the gym, and then obviously not being able to play futsal when I was doing that pretty much twice a week at least on top of everything. It was hard, and not having that social aspect either.
Mm-hmm. So you say COVID affected you very deeply. Can you say more about it? How did that happen? What was happening with you emotionally, mentally?
Yeah, so I'd just done my swimsuit in March, and then a few weeks later, so everything was on the up for me. I was my business was building. I was getting more confident with just walking on stage in my swimsuit and getting through to the finals, which we're having in October now. And then everything hit, so everything had to stop. There's like gyms had to shut. So I was devastated when I heard the news, because I was like, what am I going to do now? So I ended up working in a supermarket just to kind of get some kind of income in. But yeah, the first lockdown didn't really affect me as much as when the gyms reopened, and then we had like the tier lockdowns because we were one of the ones that had to go into tier four first. And then, so our gym shut four times compared to some of the other gyms around the country. So it was hard because it was the uncertainty of, well, is it going to happen again? Like, is it going to go into another lockdown? The last one from that December through to April really, really affected me mentally. I didn't know what to do. I thought I was going to quit. I didn't want to do anything because I didn't know what I was up to and whether I'd have end up being in a supermarket permanently. It was just all that uncertainty and stress really affected me.
What would you say was the biggest struggle? Was it the financial aspect of it, or was it the fact that you were not able to, first of all, train with your team, travel, because that's a big aspect of your sport,
Yeah,
and then
definitely.
obviously training your clients? Which one was the one that mentally affected you the deepest?
Financially, I was all right because I had that backup plan of being in the supermarket. So it wasn't as much of a stress on me as for other people that have experienced lockdown. But the social side, because I'm quite a social butterfly, when I can be, not being able to see friends, not being able to go out and do normal things to kind of just chat, like Zoom calls. Like that was all our lockdown. Like I spent my birthday in lockdown, and then for my 21st, I finally managed to go out because it had opened just as my birthday happened, so it was all right. But yeah, trying to get back into normality as well was a bit strange. Even go to events, and I'm like, do we not have to wear masks or anything? Yeah, it that just that last lockdown. I had my boyfriend, so we were it was fine. Like I took some pressure away. I could see somebody who's in my social bubble. Yeah, the bubble thing. 'Cause he lives on his own. So it was took that pressure away, that I could speak to someone who wasn't just like me and my mom and my dog. Having somebody else where, because at the time me and my mum were arguing a lot, and it puts a strain. I'm not home that much because I'm out working all the time. So having to stay at home, and that was a real strain. So I definitely needed that release from being at home, because we're both as stubborn as each other. We are Scottish.
Of course.
We have that streak to us. But yeah, and we're very like-minded, so very, very headstrong when it comes to arguments. But yeah, we get on now. I think that time away was what I needed to kind of help my relationship with my mom as well. So yeah.
How that lockdown and your almost professional career in your sport affected your performance? Now you're probably back, right, to your training.
Yeah.
Can you see the difference? Can you see the fitness that you've lost, or maybe you've gained something over the break of the lockdown?
Yeah, definitely. Well, as probably many people experience, put on quite a bit of weight. So going back, I again, lockdown, that really stressed me because I was the heaviest I'd been. I didn't feel confident in how I was. I was like, I need to make a change, but the gyms aren't open, and I had lost all motivation to train and everything. So it was a real struggle just to do the basic stuff of going for a walk, because that would be the only exercise I could really get properly. So going from that back into the gym situation, I was stressing if I was going to fit into my uniform. Luckily I did, but I didn't feel confident wearing that uniform either. So trying to lose that weight was difficult. I'd had a bit of a health scare. I had a lump in my neck. It's been checked out. It was something to do with my thyroid. which also thyroid conditions. The one that I've got is an underactive thyroid, which makes it harder to lose weight as well. So I had that on top. But yeah, I'm much happier now. I'm back into routine, because that was the hardest part as well, falling back into a routine, teaching classes, because I teach like 8 classes a week. But it definitely helped having those classes, getting myself back into a rhythm, doing my own training, prepping for my swimsuit has definitely helped as well, because I started as the gyms opened, just trying to get my fitness back up to where it was, just enjoying training as well, by having that structure, which is hard when you're looking at competition. You're like, I need to do this, I have to do this to get to where I want to be, but fully enjoying what I'm doing as well, which is the main thing.
Yeah, I can relate to that, because I'm a part of my boxing team, and so coming back to training after such a long time not training together, it's like you're starting from the beginning a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
All that fitness, all that stamina, even though if you train yourself during that period of a lockdown, go for runs or trying to do some HIIT workout at the house, it's never the same as when you peers, teammates, because you do vibe with each other, the energy level is different, then you push yourself out of your comfort zone. When you're on your own, we do have ability to push ourselves, but it's never the same as when you with your coaches, someone is screaming, shouting,
I don't know,
having fun with you, you know. So for me personally, it was a huge I would say task to come back to it, and checking my body, like, wow, I'm starting from the scratch. I'm almost starting from the scratch, from the beginning. So back to intense running, back to sprints, back to all the tech work. So when are your next competition? Do you know?
So it is the 3rd of October for the finals of Miss Swimsuit. And then I'm also looking into my next competition, which I'm hoping to finally get into bodybuilding, because that was always the plan, that to ease myself into that. So yeah, I'm looking at categories and everything, and seeing where I want to go and what direction, and I think I'm set on a category at the moment.
And how about team training, your futsal?
Yeah, so we had the summer league and we started training again. I've joined a different team, so it's quite nice going from a situation where I didn't feel I could be myself in that team, and not as confident as I am now in this other team that I'm at, and like my confidence has grown with having a different coach as well, he's really boosted that confidence, whereas I didn't have like that self-belief, and you need that self-belief in you to do a team sport and be supported by teammates and everything. And when a coach is putting you down, you start to doubt yourself. So I don't have that anymore, which is what I've always kind of needed without realizing, until I took that step to leave that other situation. So we're building towards our season now. My fitness has improved. My coach can see that as well, which is the main thing. Like hearing that as well really helps, because again, you see yourself every day. You're the harshest critique of yourself. But when other people who haven't seen you in a while sees like the difference in you, it can help. Well, yeah, I'm actually doing all right. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned about your thyroid condition, which I know because my mom has thyroid problems too. It's very difficult thing to cope with, deal with, in terms of, yes, like you mentioned, losing weight and fitness. How do you manage those two, of course taking care of your health and still being active, exercising and competing?
Yeah, definitely. I have to take it easy. Some days I can judge where I'm feeling a bit low. A lot of the time with mine, it's the tiredness and the fatigue. But to be honest, with keeping active and being up early, it helps. I might have a nap, if I need it, I'm going to have to do it. And that just keeps me going. But yeah, there's some days, and if I'm run down as well, I had like a bit of a chest infection a few months back, and that just wiped me out. But it's hard as well, like you wanting to train, and I've got an old back injury as well, so that doesn't help. So when I first started coming back to the gym, it would like start to twinge a bit, so I'd have to take a week out. And like when you're desperate to train again, it's hard to like take a step back, give yourself time to heal, and then go forwards, take it light, and then increase and increase. And touch wood, I haven't had my injury come back yet, and I can definitely see that I'm getting stronger and everything, so hopefully it staves off now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to monitor your thyroid with your doctor? Were you in that group of exemption during the COVID as well because of your thyroid?
I wasn't, only because it was only found recently, like just through that last lockdown I had. So again, the stress of that, how that lockdown was really bad, I'd found that lump, I wasn't sure what it was, I was stressed for that week. Well, I was thinking the worst, because we've got a lot of, it runs in the family with my thyroid condition. My mum has one, my grandma's the same as me. So yeah, I was quite relieved, and I was like, right, well, that runs in the family, so that's fine. But yeah, it's hard, but I get through it. I manage it, and that's the thing. Healthy lifestyle and balance really helps as well.
Do you think your sport, your fitness, helps you to go through obstacles in life?
Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel like that helps you in terms of I don't know, your moods, your body? How would you describe this?
Having a better mindset all round, just because the science behind working out is that you release endorphins, so you do have like the feel good of working out. I don't think anyone I know has ever said I've had a bad workout. It does help. Overcoming obstacles while trying to lift heavy. Well, I can do it, I've got this, I can do this lift. Is carrying yourself on in the gym helps you cheer yourself on in life as well.
Mm-hmm. So how does your fitness routine looks like on a daily basis? Could you run us through?
Yeah. So at the moment, I'd say, well, at least two of the days I'm teaching classes. So it depends how I feel after, if I want to train more, because I teach thin. Which is definitely hard. But it's one of my favorite classes to teach anyway, so I didn't mind. And then throughout the week, I love training legs, so at the moment I'm training legs twice a week, and then I'm fitting in like chest and triceps, back and biceps in between where I'm free.
So full body workout every day. Do something every day.
So I split it up, so it'll be like legs, then another day will be chest and triceps, and another day will be back and biceps, and then just repeat the cycle.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some days, rest days? Because for example, for myself, for me, I feel like even if I have days off, I try to do something physical. I don't know, it just feels like I need to do something active, even if I'm resting. Either it's a little run or fast walk, or even though my coaches tells me just rest. I found it very difficult. How about you?
I'd say maybe on a Friday I just teach classes, and then I'll see how I feel. But yeah, normally that would be like a rest day, but at the moment, just like keeping on it. I feel better if I've had a workout as well, so I know my limits, and if I need to take a rest day, I will. A lot of people kind of just train every day, and I'm like, you need to take active recovery as well. But it's hard to take that time away and be like, right, just rest today, and we'll be stronger for tomorrow. And it's realizing your limits as well, which I've definitely learned through lockdowns and coming back to the gym as well.
So coming back to your competitions, you know, you promote that body positivity image, which is amazing. And I love that people like yourself entering different type of competitions are not afraid of judgment, not afraid of what other thinks about you and the criticism. So what would be your words of encouragement to anyone out there who is smaller, bigger, taller, thinner, all those different categories, criteria that are out there? What would be something that you could encourage young girls like yourself, teenagers like you were a long time ago?
Definitely. So a motto that I've always lived by is dream it, believe it, achieve it. And those words have stuck with me for years, and it definitely works. I'll take, for example, before I got on stage at Miss Swimsuit, I looked myself in the mirror and said, you've got this, you can do it. So to believe that you can achieve it.
Mm-hmm. So positive affirmations.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you know, going through all those difficulties in your life, have you ever seek for professional help? Have you had any counseling, or did you manage to overcome everything on your own? And if so, what would be your recipe?
Yeah, I had a mix of both, really. So to begin with, I did have a bit of counseling. It's a personal preference. I felt that it didn't really work for me, and that it was just like dragging up memories that I'd kind of put a lid on it for now, and if I want to look at it later, I will get counselling. But for now, I'm in a good place. I've kind of dealt with it and moved on. But if I did need to revisit, I know I can always go back to where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. Would you say counselling was helping you?
Yes and no. A lot of information did help, and like affirm how I was feeling, and talking to someone other than that's not related to the situation, because you don't want to, for example, like if I wanted to say something to my mum but I felt that she would get upset by it, I could say it to a counsellor, and that would be confidential as well, and just releasing your emotions without feeling that you're putting them on somebody else in the same situation as you.
So, rating, counseling or fitness, what was the one that helped you more?
Fitness, definitely.
Yeah, just because I'm asking, because I really want to always highlight the importance of healthy lifestyle. You do professional sport, amateur sport, fitness, you compete, you don't. Anything that is related to physical activity, I always want to highlight to our listeners, is extremely important to have that in your life, because we don't even sometimes understand the importance and what's happening behind the scenes in our brain when we exercise. So you're another example that proves the fact that fitness, physical activity helps tremendously to overcome any problems, you know. Of course, counseling is a beautiful thing, and I think it does help too. And if you combine those two, probably, perhaps, it's even like a double force.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know, especially young people, are a little bit skeptical, maybe afraid of seeking for help. So what would be your encouragement to young people out there, where if they go through any struggle, any type of struggle, what would you suggest?
Definitely talk to someone. Don't keep it bottled in. I did that, and it didn't work out for me until I started speaking to everyone and thought, why didn't I do this sooner? People deal with it in their own ways, especially with grief. So whatever you feel works for you, do what you have to do. Mine was talk openly about it. That's what I'm doing today as well. So if any advice that I can give helps you a little bit, then just go for it.
Beautiful. And what would be the advice that you would give a younger self, that 15, 16 years old girl?
Gosh, just keep pushing through it.
Keep pushing through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I fully get it. Like, it's a very powerful statement. As much as we might not see it every day, one step at a time. It doesn't feel like it, but every day if you fight something or for something, little by little, you will see the improvement. So what are your plans for future? What's next coming for you?
Gosh, at the moment, I'm doing a fashion show in September.
Wow, tell us more about it.
A lovely woman called Karen runs Simply Ladies. So she's putting this fashion show on. It's showing local designers, and it's going to be this massive event, which is going to be in Leeds. I'm definitely excited for that. I've got Tough Mudder this week. Well, actually, it's this Sunday, actually. So,
what is it?
Tough Mudder. So it is like this obstacle course. It's over 10k, but it's like quite hard. So like anyone that is like into fitness tends to like have a little try at Tough Mudder. So it's my first time. My boyfriend's done it. This is his third time, and he said I should love it. A little bit nervous, but it looks good. We'll see how I am and if I'm battered and bruised the next day. But yeah,
amazing. And what are your plans in the next 5 years? What would you like to achieve?
Gosh, just that my business has grown to where I want it to be. Definitely getting more opportunities. I've done a bodybuilding competition by then for sure. Just see where it takes me.
I guess we kind of completed all the questions, our little chat.
Yeah.
Any last words of advice, wisdom, anything that you could share with our listeners, either it's mental, physical, please do so at the end, where they can find you.
Right, so I would say definitely if there's something that scares you and you're wanting to do it, just do it. And you won't regret it. I was really nervous to do my swimsuit. I did it, and I'm now through to the finals. And from that, I'm doing this fashion show. So the amount of doors it opens, you've got any possibilities of where you want to go. You just got to take that first leap of faith.
Just go and get it.
Definitely.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, taking your time and being with us. I appreciate that. I cannot wait to meet you in person, Lauren. So
definitely. I'll see you in 5 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to see each other very soon. I wish you a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
And thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Before house was techno. Before house was deep. I remember house when house had loops.
Okay, team, and now it's time for our short workout together. So today's workout will be all about your abdominals, your abs, your obliques, basically core workout. We're going to work for 45 seconds. You're going to have 15 seconds of your rest time, recovery time. We have three exercises that we will repeat three times. Make sure you do take 1 minute break in between those sets. All right, team. So let's start. Exercise number one, we're going to go for toe touch. So as the name states, you're going to touch your toes. You want to extend your arms. You're going to lie flat. Legs all the way up. Try to keep your legs as straight as possible. So don't bend your knees too much, okay? And now we're going to try to touch our toes. Touch your toes all the way up. Breathe out.
on the top, breathe in on the bottom. And again, breathe out on top, breathe in on the bottom. And again, keep touching those toes for 45 seconds, team. Then you're going to take your 15-second break rest time. Number two, exercise number two, it's a Russian twist. So you're going to sit in a V shape. Make sure your back is flat, chest forward, chin up. Squeeze your shoulder blades, engage your core. Legs up, easier version, you can keep your heels on the floor. More advanced version, keep your legs off the floor, heels off the floor. Bend your knees and you're gonna rotate your torso. Touch side, touch the other side. Hands can touch the floor or you can keep it in the air. And rotate, twist, left, right, and keep breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. If the explanation is not clear enough, you always can visit my Instagram, Fitness with NK, to see how the exercise should look like. Number three, team, we're going to go for single leg touch. So you're going back to the same position as for your toe touches. You're lying flat. Keep your legs on the floor. Keep your arm fully extended behind your head. You're going to touch left leg to your right hand and opposite. Touch and touch. Again, keep your arms straight. Keep your legs as straight as possible. Try to avoid bending your elbows and bending your knees. Please, please, please do make sure that you breathe all the time. So touch, breathe out, release, breathe in, and touch, breathe out, release, and keep going. 45 seconds, team. Again, if something is unclear, please make sure you go to my Instagram to see this workout. All right, team. And so we've done our three exercises: toe touches, Russian twist, and single leg touch. Now we're taking 1 full minute of your rest time. You can drink some water, you can work it out, and then we're starting the same three exercises all over again. After block number two, you're again going to take 1 minute break and start your block number three. Great, team, great. So in this case, we have 9 minutes of your work with a break, 12 minutes. Easy, very easy workout to do at home in any sort of environment. You can always find a mat, go on the floor and try to give your core, your abs, your obliques that extra push. 10 minutes on a day. Trust me, very, very much needed for your core. Please make sure you tag me in your workouts. If you have your version of your workout, always upload it. Make sure you tag me. I want to see how you doing, how you coping with this particular workout. Thank you so much for joining in and doing this workout. If you're interested in more free workouts, please make sure you visit my website, www.nataliakotowska.com. See you next time, team. The trauma of losing a parent has a profound effect on all of us, no matter how old we are. The grief is so immeasurable that there are studies that show the death of our mother or father can actually alter our brain chemistry and have lasting physical effects too. The heartbreak of grief can increase blood pressure, the risk of blood clots. Intense grief can alter the heart muscle so much that it can cause broken heart syndrome, a form of a heart disease with the same symptom as heart attack. Research shows that emotional pain activates the same regions of the brain as physical pain. So exercising, spending time in nature, getting enough sleep, and talking to loved ones can help with physical and mental health. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well as our short workout together. Share with me your thoughts, comments, DM me with your life stories. If you have any questions or you would like me to talk about any particular subject, please contact me. Follow me on Instagram, Fitness with NK, where you can leave your message. make sure you visit my website www.nataliakotowska.com for more information and more free workouts. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.
Talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit him like.